You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Irish Racing Podcast once again. It's Wednesday and my name is Jack. I'm joined by Andy Holding, who's going to take a look at the Wexford card this evening for us. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Morning, chap. Yeah, I'm good. In good form. Yeah, really enjoyed Royal Ascot yesterday. Some fantastic racing. One or two surprises along the way, but that was always going to be the case on heavy ground. But for me, the highlight of the day was seeing Caravaggio win again. You know, having kept speed figures of the two-year-olds leading up to the festival. He was by far and away my quickest two-year-old, and there was quite a lot riding on him yesterday, but he delivered the goods, and he could be very special, couldn't he, going forward?
Yeah, certainly was. I think don't think you'll be the only one who had a lot riding on Caravaggio yesterday, but he came up trumps for you and everybody else who was on him, and you've got another busy day today of Royal Ascot followed by Wexford.
Absolutely, yeah. Done the Royal Ascot card last night. Got a few picks there, one or two Irish horses as well, smuggled in there. But so we concentrate on Wexford tonight, which comes up straight after the last race at Royal Ascot, so we've got no time to rest on our laurels. Just a word of warning as well for those that listened to my podcast yesterday. I must apologise in advance, because obviously when I was giving my picks out very, very early in the morning, at time of writing, it was good to firm in places. But yeah, by the time that they run the first race, it's quite clear that a lot of my selections were rendered useless, because it was soft, heavy in places. So we didn't get a chance to have any cover options, but I've made sure that there's one or two in place today.
Yeah, amazing change in going, really, considering we recorded the podcast at around about 10:30, 11 in the morning. By 5:30, that is some change. It must have been quite the downpour.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it changes very rapidly to Roscommon. The ground and the surface there lends itself to not particularly soaking up the conditions like other tracks. And, I could see my horses there when I was watching a few races there. They just weren't acting on the ground, and yeah, that was the only problem, I'm afraid. When we do it in the morning, we have a look at the forecast, and we just take a chance that it's going to stay as it is. But I'm sure podcasters are familiar with the setup here, and they'll have one eye on the conditions as well at Wexford, as I will.
Yeah, absolutely. Listed as good in this morning's Racing Post. We hope it stays that way, but we will see. Do check before you put your bets on later this afternoon. So, Andy, let's get stuck into the action then. Royal Ascot is over for the day, and we move on to Wexford. 5:50 is the first race, race number one. This is a maiden hurdle, and it's a relatively big field here, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Amazing, similar set of circumstances to last night when I tipped Bright Tomorrow. There was a short price, Joseph O'Brien favourite in his way. But as the conditions changed 24 hours ago, Bright Tomorrow was pulled out because of the heavy ground. And he ships up here, hopefully going to run on a decent surface here tonight, because he very much does need that kind of ground to bid his best, certainly in the evidence of his last two runs anyway. That third behind Balzac Turgot, which I've advertised so many times in the last 3 or 4 weeks, is the best piece of singular form over hurdles so far to date. Certainly on my speed figures anyway, if that's anything to go by. Albeit he didn't win last time out at Ballinrhone, went back from 5-1 to 7-4. You could put that down to the very, very slow start he got when he got sandwiched out as the tape went back, and he lost probably about 10 lengths on the front runners that day. So he was a bit unlucky not to justify the gamble. As I said, he's very much a bet if the ground stays on the good side. If it doesn't, well, obviously, then you are looking towards the favourite, Cradle Mountain, who's got plenty of form on soft and heavy ground so far today over hurdles. And, of course, Giant Spirit as well, who ran with a bit of juice in the ground the other day behind Let's Dance at Sligo. But as it stands, Bright Tomorrow would be my number one choice, but only if it was to ride genuinely good ground.
OK, we will see good ground selection for Andy Bright Tomorrow in the opening race at Wexford 5:50. So we move on to the 6:20 then. This is a maiden hurdle. And Andy, the Racing Post say this is not a race to get too heavily involved in. Would you agree with that?
They are absolutely correct. Yeah, not a race I've got a particularly strong view on. Quite a few of these haven't had a run for a while. Also, obviously, soft ground form is very much at a premium. So with that in mind, I'll probably just stick with Emma Biog. At least she comes here off the back of a good run the other day down in Clonmel. She was second behind the very consistent Sarah Joyce. It's difficult to know whether she will get 3 miles, but on the evidence of what we saw that day, she was certainly not stopping at the finish. We've got very little three-mile form to go on. Quite a few of these have been in point-to-point field, so they might improve. But I agree with the Racing Post. I mean, I'm going to quickly move on after this race, and hopefully we get a good run out of Evan Biog. But, yeah, it's not one for maximum stakes, that's for sure.
No. Follow the tips of the Racing Post, but Emma Biog, the selection for Andy, tentative selection in the 6:20. This looks more like it, though. The 6:50 looks a much better race. It is a handicap hurdle, and it's over the 2 miles. Andy, this must surely be up your street.
Yeah, this one's a bit more like it, yeah. A lot of horses I know regularly. The numbers tend to stack up quite nicely in these kind of races. So I'd be hopeful of a couple that would run well against the field. My number one choice is Fighting Days, not only off the numbers I got him doing down in Damrall the other day, but the fact that he's quite flexible with regards to ground. So if it does rain, he'll handle the soft, but if it stays decent ground, as he proved the other day, when winning, then he should be fine either way. He's obviously going to be beneficial to a strong race, strongly run race, but that is almost guaranteed in here because there are a couple of noted front runners in the race, so he should get a strong run contest that he wants. Jack Kennedy is riding unbelievably well at the moment. He's also a very positive jockey booking. And the other one to mention is a horse I fancied the other day down in Limerick, albeit she didn't manage to win. I thought she showed a good bit of quality that day when she swept to the front, coming out of the back straight, round in the home turn. But unfortunately, that manoeuvre was ultimately a downfall because she hit the front far too soon and got to actually run out of it and finish fourth. She does like a strongly run race, a sharp track, which is exactly what she's got today. And with the Jessica Harrington team still remaining in good form, I also expect Flaviana to run very well here at a decent price. So I'm a two against the field there, a Fighting Days and Flaviana.
OK, two selections from Andy in that one, Flaviana and Fighting Days. So another handicap hurdle follows, the 7:20, this one over just slightly longer, 2 miles and 2 furlongs. Who would be your choice in this one?
Yeah, my nap vote on the card comes up in the 7:20. If my numbers are anything to go by, this Balinabula Lass has got absolutely tons in hand if we can rely on this mare to run exactly the same 5 days later on. At Clonmel the other night, she was absolutely devastating. It was a good tactical ride by Danny Mullins. He took her wide of the field, obviously in search of slightly better ground, and she absolutely bolted up, in all honesty. I mean, she won by 16 lengths, but her speed figure was tremendous. Her final circuit certainly was a long, long way better than the other two hurdles races on the same card. And considering both of those two victors in the other races were rated in the hundreds, as I said, off a mark of 81, she's run way beyond her current speed, her current rating. So therefore, even just with a mandatory £6 penalty, in all truthfulness, she should really win again, barring accidents. Obviously, the slight caveat is if the ground changes, as I said before, without sounding like a broken record. And also, she's racing on a left-handed circumference rather than going right-handed, which is a couple of just minor points that you need to know if you want to steam in at a short price. But just based on her figures, the way she raced the other day, and given the fact she's probably likely to be ridden on a similar fashion, i.e. wide of the field, I'd expect Anthony Mullins' charge to prove that the money in her direction is well-founded.
Yeah, Andy's nap then. Balinabula Lass in the 7:20 from Wexford tonight. We move on to the 7:50, which is a mare's beginner's chase. There are 11 are listed for this one. How do we see this one going?
Well, Queen Alphabet is easily the pick of these. If it was a hurdle race, she'd probably be an odds-on poke to beat this field. She managed to win as well on the flat last time out. We saw her at Roscommon. So all in all, she's probably the one to beat with a clear round. But I do quite like Isabella Liberty. I've tipped this horse a few times on the podcast in recent times. She won at Sligo a couple of runs ago and beat a horse I tipped on Sunday at Downpatrick called Josephine Marcus, who was in the process of running well before she fell at the second last. She shouldn't have got beat the other day at Ballinrobe. Kian Collins, who rode her, just probably left her with a little bit too much to do. He stuck her out wide and she got no cover, and ultimately end, she was a really unfortunate loser and got beat half a length by the Nutcracker, who got first run on her. But she's in cracking form, this mare, at the moment, and she makes her eagerly awaited chasing debut here. She's got plenty of size and scope, so I expect her to certainly be good enough to put it up to the favourite here. A favourable mention as well for My Betty, who comes out of a couple of good number races at Kilbeg and Tramore respectively, and she probably looks the each-way call beyond the front two. But out of the big two in the market, I much prefer Isabella Liberty.
Isabella Liberty for Gordon Elliott then in the 7.50 from Wexford. The penultimate race then, we finish at 8.50, but let's have a look at the 8.20. It's a handicap chase over the 2 miles. Is there a few here that could be in with a chance?
Yeah, definitely. Quite a complex little affair. The likes of Kaviti Beta obviously have to be factored into the equation. He was a good horse when we last saw him back in Galway in October 2014, but whether he might need the run is up to question. It is a mystery. He's got some good numbers against his name and sure to be all the better for that run behind Hurricane Ben the other day down in Ballinrobe. But my number one choice here would be King Blue, who posted a good number the other day when he was second to Liberty's Gifted Ballinrobe. And he's basically been a very consistent horse for the last four or five runs. He looked as though he was going to win the other day at Down Royal. He comes sweeping to the front with what looked a potent threat at the second last, only for his stamina to give way in the latter stages. He's dropping back to his favourite distance tonight, i.e. 2 miles, and in a strongly run affair, which it's sure to be, he should get everything set up for him to run another huge race. So King Blue ran about 7 or 8 to 1 with most firms this morning. Looks a fair each-way bet in the penultimate contest.
King Blue then in the 8.20, the handicap chase from Wexford. Final race of the day, just like yesterday at Roscommon, and it looks quite difficult because it's a flat race and we've not got a lot of form to go off here.
No, we haven't, no. There's a very much interesting manoeuvre here. The bottom one here, I won't even bother trying to pronounce it. And I don't know much about the trainer either, but that one's been punted from a huge, huge price into around about 4 or 5 to 1, the 14 on the race card. The ones with formal, the ones we've seen run under rules and in the point-to-point fields dominate the market. Golden Flower Power comes here off the back of a good win the other day in a point-to-point 24 days ago. So obviously she's not sort of frightened of winning. We've got Can't Wait as well. Elise's horse has managed to win as well. That's another positive in his direction. We've got a little bit of support as well for Jones Tart, who didn't run too badly the other day, I thought, down in Ballinrobe in a decent bumper on that particular occasion. So those are the main ones to concentrate on here. There's not a great deal of market support elsewhere. I'd probably go with Can't Wait, who at least has got to some reasonable form against the name, and of course running a listed bumper last time out behind Augusta Kate, and obviously this is a good deal easier. So not a great race to end the card. Obviously one or two that are nicely fancied here, but I'll go with Can't Wait. She's a nice each-way price as well this morning, around about 9-2.
Yeah, Can't Wait, the selection in the 8.50 for Andy. I'm glad you decided not to pronounce that because I wasn't going to give it a go, number 14 on the race card. But the Racing Post does say, actually, do check the market for guidance in that one. So it'll be very interesting to see how that gets on. Let's just call it number 14,
I think,
shall
it's
we?
Mihina Alain or something like that, but I'll leave it to the experts.
Yeah, you've done a better job than I could have done. Andy, that's all of your selections for the card at Wexford tonight. Once again, I hope you have a good day of punting at Royal Ascot and Wexford. And as we both stressed as well, if people are putting their bets on listening to this, do check the ground throughout the day.
Absolutely, yeah, that's definitely one thing they need to bear in mind.
Yeah, Andy, thanks for your company once again, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Pleasure as always. Thanks, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.